All right, and with that, we're going to go directly to the performance. No preliminaries. This band has 3 humans but 26 legs. We might learn the meaning of that anon, but let me pass it to drummer Jefferson Voorhees to get us started.
Good evening. Welcome to the radio. We are the Dogbone Trio. Michael Hood on trombone, Marin Hatch on string bass, and Jefferson Voorhees on drums. We're going to start tonight with a piece that Micah brought to the band, and then we kind of messed with. It is called Swirling Into Traveled Soil. We'll be right back. Thank you. Somehow we hear that out here. Anyway, we are Dogbone. We're going to hit on a Frank Zappa tune right now. Appeared on his album, The Grand Wazoo. At the very end, it was called Blessed Relief.
Thank you.
I bet you didn't know that Frank Zappa wrote pretty things like that. Anyway, we're going to switch gears, move on to South Africa, playing a tune by a band called Kofifi. I don't know how many decades ago. Maybe the title shows some of it. This one is called Gucci Bush. Thank you.
Well, sometimes things come together magically and very, very quickly, and that never, ever happens to high-octane musicians who are overextended to begin with. So I'm here with three such high-octane, overextended musicians, names you must know in the Albuquerque area, if not parts beyond: Jefferson Voorhees, Mika Hood, and Marin Hatch. Six, seven, eight bands you're probably associated with over just the last 2 years that I can think of, and yet what are you doing with Dogbone? How does an ensemble just sort of kick you between the eyes and say I must exist when you've got a lot of other places you have to be, and many dogs to look after at home?
Well, that's a very good description. It just kicked us. It just bit us. There wasn't much choice or thought that went into it. It was like, as soon as I played with these two, I said, this is it. I play with everybody. Will never be musically monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
This is totally hitting for me. All cylinders. I love it.
Yeah, I tend to agree with Jefferson in that for me personally, I know that I really enjoy doing all sorts of different things, having a hand in different types of musics, but when it comes down to it, what's a project that can be really fulfilling? What's a project that can help us all to understand why it is that we even play music in the first place, instead of going and doing it for necessarily, you know, a job kind mm-hmm. of thing, you know. And so this is more of an artistic and, dare I say, loving connection between the three.
Well, this is the second time, Marin Hatch, that I've heard a musician describe their ears falling in love with you at first listen. This is the second time in 2 years I've heard a similar experience described. We'll find out about the first one later in a few weeks. But what was it about what Jefferson Voorhees does? Because it began with almost a chance meeting of the two of you, where
chance.
You had to play without knowing each other.
It was really Jefferson's creativity and just his looseness. He was just so easy to play with. You know, a lot of people, when you first get together, you have to work out some kinks, you have to do some things. But when I first started playing with Jefferson, it just clicked immediately, and we just sounded really good together. And I just had a blast. And that has been a big part of this group, is I just love these guys so much. I can't play with people that, you know, we don't click personally, and these guys are some of my favorite people in the entire world. And so,
but that wasn't true 3 months ago, right?
I did not know Jefferson, but I knew Micah. Micah and I went to school a long time ago together, but there was just that, the musical connection, and that was really what snagged me.
Is there something about the idea that all three of you are melody players at any given moment? And it's, you know, with I don't want to lay all of this on Jefferson Voorhees, but the first time I saw him play that particular type of drum kit, it was like, this is a different drum I'm hearing. You know, the way it's assembled, the way it speaks, you know, it's a melodic instrument. And you've said as much, that you approach it. And you've chosen some bass pieces where the bass is taken, is right up front. The bass is leading melody. And then Micah, you're working electronics and trombone for what we're hearing now, but I'm sure, you know, you're the melodist in most places you go, but you're changing your skin here.
Oh, absolutely.
Who calls the shots then?
I think we That's all do.
That's the great part. Absolutely no one.
Yeah.
Absolutely no one. As far as I can tell, the only rule is none of us will do anything we don't want to do. But I was thinking just walking out of the studio. We're in the middle of the studio, aren't we? Anyway, tonight, that one of the reasons that it was so relaxing to play tonight in the studio is I just totally trust my people. Mm. I totally trust Marin and Micah. I trust them not to hate me. I trust them to play beautifully. I trust them to listen. I trust them to go any place they feel like going. And it's just amazing. It's just great. It's trust. It's beautiful trust.
And again, this is after only 3 months.
Yeah.
I mean, Marin and Micah, we know you two go back a ways, but Jefferson, you're brand new to this.
I think we've had 7 rehearsals. I think we've had 7.
Thank you.
Our last tune that we'll perform for you today is for this broadcast is a tune called Bomb Diggity Down. We changed the arrangement quite a few times, but we've settled on this arrangement for you. Hit the calypso. Thank you.
You've been listening to The Dogbone Trio, recorded live in Studio A on July 7th by Roman Garcia. Dogbone Trio are Jefferson Voorhees, drums with the Chihuahua, Micah Hood, trombone, effects, and Black Lab Shepherd Mix, Marin Hatch, on bass with the Triple Mutts, Aussie Shepherd, Chihuahua, and Marceline the Terrier. Find them, Dogbone ABQ on Facebook. Thank you.